Welcome to the Emmy Louie Show. Today we have two guests. Our first guest is Teresa Polanco. We have an interview with her. Teresa Polanco is the founder of the renowned Feng Shui Alliance, one of nation's preeminent training programs for Feng Shui practitioners, which bring together the country's most distinguished Feng Shui scholars. Author of the Feng Shui Journal, Teresa Polanco lectures widely on the practical applications of the benefits of Feng Shui. Welcome, Teresa Polanco.
Hi, thanks, Emmy.
Teresa, you are the founder of the Feng Shui Alliance. So tell me about your organization.
Okay. Well, it's primarily a school where we offer studies in Feng Shui, specifically a full certification program, but we also offer other teachings as it relates to energy work, thus being space clearing, personal clearing, workshops on health, and other aspects for overall well-being.
So tell me about space clearing. What is that, and what is personal clearing? What is the difference?
Space clearing and personal clearing go hand in hand. It's a means of releasing stress in the environment and for the person. And I came upon the work simply through my feng shui practice. I realized there was a kind of a missing component to have the feng shui be more sustainable for my clients and for myself. And through a lot of workshops and having a lot of teachers come through my school, I was able to come across the space clearing technique that I currently teach to my students and use in my practice.
Does personal clearing, can you do that long distance? Because I found that when I have interviewed feng shui practitioners such as yourself, I feel a really good charge of energy after interviewing them. Does that have to do with just talking to someone on the phone? Would that change anything?
Yeah, I mean, that can be a form of clearing. So you can definitely do it distance. Energetically, there is no time-space continuum, so it can be done at a distance. You can do space clearing at a distance when you have a map, similar to the map dowsing that, you know, the Marines used to do to find information. So it's just a matter of, you know, training and the tools that you're using, but you can get information at any point in time because it's always available.
What are you talking about when you're talking about the Marines? Are you talking about map dowsing?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
That was a way that they were able to find, you know, information without actually being on a location or at a location.
I didn't know that the military, well, I know that they use some of the psychic information. Is that what you're talking about, or
uh-huh.
is something totally
mm-hmm.
different?
Well, it's actually not, because we use the same tool in space clearing.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So it's amazing that these government agencies would use it, because that gives it a lot of legitimacy that it does work and all that.
Right.
Do you know anything
and
about that? Can you tell me some examples, or it's probably top secret or something?
No, just that. I mean, it's pretty readily available information. That's how I came across it, to understand that the Marines actually used, you know, it to map dows. And, you know, dowsing is just a technique that's been used for centuries to find water, and now we're able to use it to find other information. I know in Europe they use it to track criminals. And it's really just tuning into, you know, specific information and going from there. So anybody can learn to do it, which is, you know, what's so fabulous about it. The challenge in our society is we are bombarded with so much information that people are overwhelmed. And one of the primary reasons I do personal clearing work is a lot of my clients, you know, are going through situations where they don't know what to do with all this information that they come in contact with, and they end up going on medications and, you know, sometimes even having surgery, when they can learn to manage this through this technique, and there are other ones available, but this happens to be the one that I'm trained at. So it just opens the door for such a wonderful opportunity for people to understand that it's just information and how to manage it.
It's very interesting, because I know someone, or I've heard of people, or known of people who actually, they don't know how to manage their channeling skills. and they didn't know they had some, but they were, it was coming through.
Exactly.
And so a lot of people, or maybe I shouldn't say a lot, the people, some people I've met, they just totally shut it out, and they said, this is work of the devil, and I'm not going to do it, and they don't do it or whatever, but it comes back in some form, but it gets muffled for whatever reason. But then there's some people where they feel pretty good about it, and then but they don't know how to control it. Can you tell me some of those things about, is that what you do, or give
right.
us some tips about the controlling aspect of being psychic and all that stuff? Because some people say, oh, I know how to turn it off and on, and some people say, I don't know how to do it, and it's rather a frustrating experience, or it could be draining. Can you tell me about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, all of those things. So, to address the part about being able to manage it, a lot of people are just come into this world with that skill, and it can be a scary thing because you're like this antennae picking up all this information, and you don't know what's yours, what somebody else's, what is in the environment, and so it becomes very overwhelming. And so they turn, as you said, they shut themselves off to it because it's just too stressful. So through the clearing work, it's a means of being either able to open that channel back up gently and slowly and manage it, or it's a means of, if you never had that skill, you never sensed anything before, actually then going there and developing that muscle again gently and slowly in such a way where it's safe and it feels comfortable to the point where you can develop the muscle and actually use it as a skill to help other people or manage your own life as I do.
There are some people that I know that they're only able to see traumatic things. And I think that's why they're really scared about it, because it becomes very, very, they only see violent things. So it's kind of, do you have any thoughts about that?
Sure. One of the principles of this work is, the movie that we see playing in our lives is simply a reflection of stress that's going on inside of us, perhaps, and other things. And so if someone is only able to see scary things, that's just a statement or a metaphor of really stuff that's going on for them, whether it's their shadow, as Carl Jung would say, or whatever. And so you need to look at that aspect. So what the personal clearing work does, it's like a twofold process, because as you clear other people, you are clearing yourself, because it works under the principle that we're all connected anyway. And so as you clear someone else, you're clearing yourself, and you can start to become clearer, and you can clear around, specific issues such as only seeing scary things. But hopefully through the clearing, you're able to, go deeper into those aspects and integrate it, because essentially all those, all that is are aspects of yourself that you haven't learned to love yet. And so it seems scary. And once you can integrate that and make it whole again, there are no scary things that you're seeing anymore. Or if you do see them, you have a greater level of awareness around what that is or what that may represent.
How did you lead up to doing your space clearing work? Because a lot of times people don't, what I've understood is they don't approach it. They approach it from a experience standpoint, and they open up to a certain level, or something kicks in, some event or something like that.
I think for me it was part of my journey of self-discovery, number one, because I am, always seeking to develop myself. And the space clearing, the technique that I work with is Eric Dowsett's technique, just to, put it in a perspective in terms of the body of work that I practice.
Who's that? How do you spell that?
Eric Dowsett, Dowsett. He was my teacher. And I quickly realized in his introductory weekend that, we are in a relationship with our environment. And so it's not just about space clearing. It's about who's living in the space. And a lot of times the people who live in the space actually attract the stress in the land. And that's why you have to have a space clearing. So it's educating the person who's living there, as just as much as it is releasing stress in the environment, because there's a direct relationship. And so for me, that was a whole discovery and for my own personal journey. And then I found the more that I did the space clearing in conjunction with the feng shui, the more sustainable the feng shui was, and the more my clients were telling me that they were noticing a difference when I did the space clearing in conjunction with the feng shui versus just doing the feng shui. So for me, that was wonderful feedback and motivation to continue in that direction.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm asking you, what did you do before then? How do people normally lead up to something like this?
I think because I've been doing feng shui for so long, it was just a natural progression. So once I integrated the space clearing with my feng shui work, it was just kind of a natural thing. And so now people know me for both. People know me just as, doing energy work, so we get a lot of calls about a lot of different things. Does that answer?
You're talking about what kind of energy work? You're talking about on the body or in general?
Well, I don't do body work in terms of touching the body. The personal clearing works. The personal clearing is working with the subtle energy body, so you're not actually touching anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty much working with people's emotional, mental bodies, their spiritual bodies, asking for stress to be released in those areas. And a lot of that information goes back to stress they've been carrying from childhood and even probably before they even came into this world. And it is the driving force of why they're perhaps operating in a certain way or continually seeing the same results when, they're really wanting something different to a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So the space clearing work in terms of just working in the environment and understanding that the person is a big part of that has allowed the whole clearing work just to branch out into different avenues. So
can you give me some examples? Do you do similar things such as in books that are written by Karen Kingston and Denise Lynn?
Yeah, I've taken classes with Karen Kingston. I don't do her space clearing work. I do, as I mentioned, Eric Dowsett, it's his clearing protocol that I practice. And it's really just working with a dowsing rod and a pendulum. And those are just tools that help you to focus in, as I said again, on specific information, because we're bombarded with information. This helps people to really just focus in and not be overwhelmed with everything that's out there, and to go slowly and gently and open up to all kinds of information depending on what's going on. So I'll give you an example. I was at a client's house because she had all of a sudden had ants in her kitchen and never had any sign of ants in the 7 years that she had lived there, and she was very distressed by it. And so I just went through my clearing protocol. And the whole concept with this protocol is that, you can't polarize the information. So certainly she was in high drama about these ants and, the whole insect thing and itching and scratching, and I had to be very mindful not to go there with her because it was just going to polarize it and it wasn't going to change anything or shift anything. So in going through the protocol, I had to be very mindful because I don't like any kind of insects myself. I have an aversion to it. I had to totally let that go. And in going through the protocol and just tuning into whatever stress the ants were attracted to help clear around that, shortly thereafter completing the protocol, both my client and myself noticed the ants almost doing like a U-turn and kind of going back out and down her, behind her kitchen counter. And, of course, so we both thought we were seeing things. And, after probably a half hour, we didn't see any ants. And so I was like, okay, let's see what happens later on, if they come back tomorrow. Well, she called me the next morning. She's like, there are no sign of these ants. And so I said, okay, so now I can start a new exterminating service about how to clear insects from home. But it was just a big lesson to me, about how you can't polarize a situation because it doesn't help, to neutralize what's going on. It just would make it worse, which is one of the premises of the clearing work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're here with Teresa Polenko. She's the founder of the renowned Feng Shui Alliance, one of the nation's preeminent training programs for Feng Shui practitioners. I am Emmy Louie. You are listening to the Emmy Louie Show, and we will be back. Back to the Emmy Louie Show. I am Emmy Louie, and we are here with Teresa Polenko. We're talking about ants in the kitchen. And tell me, Teresa, what is the metaphysical reason for the ants to be leaving? Do you have a reason for that, or you don't have?
Well, what I determined was there was geopathic stress that was present, and ants very commonly are attracted to that. So there was some kind of stress in the land that the ants were attracted to. She was going through a little bit of a challenging time, so again, that could have brought the stress in the land. But having, you know, released the stress, the ants were no longer attracted to that, and hence, no more ants.
So what is geopathic stress? Is it a vortex of energy? What is that?
Yeah, geopathic stress is, you know, stress in the land, just like we have stress on our bodies, and it can be from underground, naturally occurring underground water that is stressed, water crossings. It can be from faulting pressures. It can be from stressed magnetic fields, which are a result of a lot of different factors. A lot of times if there's a lot of development in the land where there's a lot of stress, you know, from the building, it can cause stress in the land. You know, very often, a lot of times, if people living in the house are very stressed, they can attract, you know, stress in the land as well. A lot of times, a lot of concrete or highways or railroads, a lot of pressure to the earth, you know, ongoing can cause stress, just like you would, you know, have on your body.
Yes. And tell us more about some other different examples.
In terms of some stories I have for you, I was in St. Croix doing a talk for a women's group, and one of the clients, one of the people who attended, asked me to come back to her house to do a space clearing. And she had mentioned that they hadn't had rain in St. Croix for several months, and, you know, for whatever reason. And in the process of clearing her house, all of a sudden started to downpour, which I found very interesting. And, you know, she turned to me and said, "Did you do that?" And so, not that I'm any kind of rainmaker or anything, but, you know, my understanding was there was some state of imbalance going on in the area, whatever that was. And just through the clearing work and releasing whatever that stress was, the rain, you know, it was restored to a balanced state. The rain was able to come. So it's just fascinating just to understand that it's just about restoring balance and releasing stress, and you can have these, you know, really phenomenal occurrences, or you can have, you know, very subtle occurrences. Another funny story was I was going to a client's home, and I was pulled over by a police officer because I was blocking the box kind of thing, traffic. So they had about 20 cars lined up, and they were giving tickets, and I took out my pendulum and started clearing around it. And he came back to me. He gave everybody else in front of me a ticket, and he came back to my car, and he just handed me my information and said, "Just be more careful next time." Now, whether that was related to the clearing or not, I don't know, but I just found it very interesting that I was one of, you know, several cars that did not get a ticket.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I like that one. But I just also wanted to mention, because a lot of times with this kind of intangible energy work, it's hard to actually validate what's going on. And so I just wanted to speak to that. We have testing that we've done that actually validates that this process is effective. And it's through actually a colleague of mine who he's a chiropractor, and he does alternative chiropractic care. He does a heart rate variability test on his patients before and after his treatments to measure the level of success of his treatment. And so we decided to do the same thing using the clearing work that I do. And so he was hooked up to this machine. I went through my protocol to release any kind of stress and make any kind of clearing corrections, and compared the before and after graph. And his level of health was moved up one notch on this heart rate variability data machine that he has, which indicates that he was in a better state of health after I had gone through the protocol. And so that has facilitated us doing a whole lot more as it relates to health and his understanding of, you know, how this clearing work can help people. So we can actually put people on this machine before they're cleared and then hook them up after, and they can actually see that it has had an impact on their autonomic nervous system. And there's all different kinds of other information it gives you, but it's just a wonderful way, in a tangible way, for people to see that it actually is effective.
Even if it is placebo, that's still, I hate to put in that term, but I'm just thinking about that. And
well, I think
that's,
you know,
okay too.
It's the whole concept of you know, non-locality, not having to be there, but that our thoughts are such profound carriers of information, and it's really just through focused questioning, focused thought, which is what the protocol is, mm-hmm. that we're able to, adjust someone's energetic state, which affects their physical well-being, and you can see it in the results of the test.
So why did you decide to start a school? Because there are people that practice face clearing, but there's another kind of person that starts a school.
My background is in education, so I have a teaching background, and I'm sure that had something to do with it. But I had several clients asking me where they could get training, and there wasn't anything really in the immediate area, and so my nature is, well, how hard could it be? And so I decided to start the school because there seemed to be a need for it.
You mean how hard could starting a school be?
Yeah. So, it was a wonderful opportunity for people to, you know, come and really change their life and then be able to go out and change other people's lives. So it's very rewarding.
How long or how frequent is the program?
The certification program is about a year-long program, and then we have other options for learning if you don't want to become certified. And as I said, we offer all different kinds of workshops just for people who are just interested in pretty much self-development.
Can you go as fast or as slow as you want to? Because what if some people just want to check in once in a long while or
no,
more aggressive?
We have, you know, parameters around the time frame of the program and how long they have to complete things, just because we don't want to have any loose ends or commitments left open for too long. But we try and be as flexible as possible, and, you know, the whole approach is, you know, that we try and make it as adaptable for people's lifestyles these days.
Yes, so you're talking about having it around more flexible schedules or whatever.
Yeah, primarily we have a lot of classes on the weekends, in the evenings. A lot of people who go through the program are working already, and they're looking to either supplement their existing career or actually leave the industry altogether.
So what is your website, and where are you located?
We're located right now in Edgewater, New Jersey. We're going to be moving in October a little bit more central Jersey. But the website is fengshuialliance.com.
That's spelled FengShuialliance.com, right?
Correct.
And your email, and if they want to send an email, what would they do?
They can write through the website.
Okay, that is wonderful. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I saw that you had a whole list of practitioners, so I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, we have about 100 graduates at this point. We're going into our seventh year, so it's very exciting.
Yeah. For you to start this and do that, but I think congratulations. That's good for you.
Oh, thank you.
That's great for you, Teresa. And so we have our next guest. We will be taking a break. You are listening to the Emmy Louie Show, and we are here with Teresa Polanco. We just interviewed her, and she talked about the Feng Shui Alliance as well as her space clearing work, and we will be back.